Good morning, everyone, and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and you are listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, Thursdays, 10 a.m., broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people, and I am very honored to be working and exploring music on this land. This is the second episode of Season 2 of Breaking Barriers, and I'm just so excited you're here with me today, and for those of you who are just joining, Breaking Barriers is a program dedicated to experimental, classical adjacent, free jazz, improvisatory, noise, alternative, anything along that kind of edgy, outside-the-box, modern, aesthetic way of thinking, to use the popular term, that is kind of off the popular path. And I like to listen to the record in completion, offer a little bit of commentary on it, and most of all, sit back and enjoy a piece of sound art as the artist intended. And today we are exploring modern composer Earl Brown. Now, I'm a composer myself, and I find particular influence from Earl Brown. He was part of the same sort of New York school of modernist composition that included people like Christian Wolff, Martin Feldman, John Cage. His wife was a famous experimental ballet dancer, and he said on many occasions that he took the majority of his inspirations from visual arts, dance, and literature. And I just love that idea of the connection when you think of literature with syntactical structure and meaning, art with color and texture and notions of past, present, and future, and of course, dance, physical embodiment of emotions and expression. And I think you can hear it in his music. Now, one of the things that put Earl Brown on the map and made a massive impact on the classical music and since that time in the 20th century is his use of the graphic scores. So using color, shape, and of course, thickness of line and shape to create musical scores. A lot of his music doesn't have a staff, it doesn't have a clef, it doesn't have a time signature, it doesn't even have notes of music as we know them. And today I am extremely excited to explore his very influential and in some ways almost notorious for the impact it had and some of the controversy surrounding it of whether or not this is music or this is art or what even really is this and is this improvisatory music, is it classical music? Because, of course, with a graphic score, the performer has to interpret it. If you give them a big black square, they have to decide what that means or determining what it means from the instructions the composer has given. So, join me today in listening to Earl Brown's Folio and Four Systems. Now, before we begin, listen to this liner note. And beforehand, listen to some of the people included on this and this range of instruments. We've got people like Earl Brown, trumpet, percussion, bass himself, Mark Feldman on violin, Christian Wolff on piano, Sam Hilmer on tenor saxophone, Matt Hoff on electric guitar, Nora Jacobson on accordion. Like, the list is insane for this, but listen to this liner note. A spectacular collection of musicians from all over the map, including Leo Smith, Joan LaBarbera, Mark Feldman, Morton Subotnick, and Merzbau performed dynamic interpretations of compositions by one of America's greatest musical experimentalists. Influenced by the work of Jackson Pollock and Alexander Calder, Brown pioneered graphic, improvisational, and open-form scores in contemporary concert music as early as 1952. This heartfelt tribute, organized by the Earl Brown Foundation to commemorate Brown's 80th birthday, brings together musicians and ensembles from rock, jazz, and classical backgrounds in exciting and varied realizations of Brown's groundbreaking open-form work, Folio and Four Systems. This is music that Brown composed in the 1950s. It was released in 2006. It's an extraordinary record, and we have time to listen to the entire thing today. So please join me in exploring the work of this great master.
Thank you.
For those of you who are just tuning in, welcome to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live on CITR 101.9 FM radio. And folks, we are just going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll be right back with more music of Earl Brown. Stay tuned.
Tune your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hello Primiti or saxophone La Nuit. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ehler, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Warren Alcorn, Sonny Rollins, Sasha
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Pride got you down? Brace yourself for Vancouver's Shamefest 2024. Shamefest is a burning effigy of queer failure and the outsider artistic community terrorizing the downtown East Side. From August 1st to August 5th, Shamefest has 8 dehumanizing live music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate pride parties, because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shame-fest-2024. We'll see you at Shamefest.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 2 of Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell. I am Jack Campbell. Thursdays at 10 a.m. I hope you're enjoying your morning. And today we are listening to the modern classical music of Earl Brown. And we will continue that right now. Thank you.
Pride got you down? Brace yourself for Vancouver's ShameFest 2024. ShameFest is a burning effigy of queer failure and the outsider artistic community terrorizing the downtown east side. From August 1st to August 5th, ShameFest has 8 dehumanizing live music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate Pride parties. Because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. shame-fest-2024. We'll see you at ShameFest.
And welcome to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is the end of the broadcast of Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live Thursdays at 10 a.m. CITR, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people. Today's episode was dedicated to the music of Earl Brown. This is episode number 2 this month, and therefore dedicated to contemporary classical music of the 20th and 21st century. Join us next Thursday, 10 a.m., for an exploration of a more popular, noise-based, experimental, avant-garde rock, alt-rock, post-punk kind of medium. Very excited for this next record. Thank you so much for listening. It's always a great joy to do this. Keep listening to Weird Music. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next week. Jack Campbell, out. Thanks again.